This is part two of topic six, where we continue to discuss the focus on sport that champions have. A fifth feature is to look for reasons rather than excuses for what is done in training and competitions. Champions continually look for ways to improve their performance. Even when a world championship is won, there will be many other athletes who strive to elevate their performances to a level that exceeds the current world standard. If a champion stopped looking for improvement, he or she would not remain long as a champion. In all matters concerning a sport, occasions to improve should be sought. No opportunity should be ignored. Some improvement can be gained by correcting weaknesses or faults. Rather than interpreting them as bad aspects of performance, they should be construed in a positive light. This is done by discovering areas of performance that need to be changed and treating them as opportunities to improve, rather than giving them negative connotations as being weaknesses. Champions view their performance capabilities as consisting of features which are performed well and should be retained, and other features which need to be changed so that even better standards of performance can be reached. At practice and in competitions, when performances do not reach goal expectations, champions seek reasons to direct performance changes in a positive direction. No excuses are made for a poor performance. Excuses do not spur improvement. They only serve to maintain the status quo or could even cause performances to decline. For an athlete, the implication is this. When you do not perform as well as you might have liked, do not make excuses for what occurred. It is more constructive to accept what happened and then get on with doing things that will improve your performance so that the next performance evaluation will be better. After every performance, it is worthwhile to analyze two categories of components. The first is the aspects that were satisfactory and should be maintained. And the second is the aspects which were unsatisfactory, how they could be altered to produce improvements, and potential training activities so that the new altered features can be practiced. This should lead you to expect to gain beneficial feedback from any performance, as well as determine how you can continue to improve. The sixth factor implies that champions do not use the environment as an excuse for a less than desirable performance. They do not allow external factors to influence their activities. They consider that at the time of a competition, all contestants have similar conditions in which to perform. Even when the standard of the other competitors is not high, and the facilities may be less than first class, champions reconstruct the contest as an opportunity to compete against a self-imposed set of goals. The situation is never an excuse for a poor performance. The problem with excuses is that they obscure the real reason for a performance variation. That obfuscation delays seeking ways in which performance can be altered so that given the same conditions again, an improved performance would result. These are the implications for an athlete. Part of sporting competitions is adapting to the circumstances of the contest, no matter where the competition is held. If you develop favorite places or prefer certain environmental conditions in which to compete, you will increase the probability of performing in a disappointing manner, particularly when those favored conditions do not exist. If you hold such beliefs, you'll predispose yourself to fail because of the self-fulfilling prophecy phenomenon. Your opinion that the inanimate environment will cause your competitive performance to decline will set your expectations towards failure even before you start a contest. That is not an adaptive response and will not foster performance improvements or excellence. When you run onto a court or field, get set on the blocks, or line up at the starting line, to all intents and purposes, nothing can be changed, and the contest comes down to how well you can perform in light of the training you have experienced. That is the simple, basic essence of sporting competitions. The seventh feature of champions is to enjoy training and competitions. Champions enjoy both these aspects, and they are the major experiences of sport. Research has shown that champions have almost a complete absence of negative appraisals in anything to do with their sport. All their interpretations are positive. The value of a positive orientation is worth repeating. Positive attitudes towards participation contribute to optimizing training effects and stimulating competitive improvements. For an athlete, you should think of this. Look for all the enjoyable things that occur at both practice sessions and competitions. Try to avoid attending to negative or unpleasant elements and events. There's a series of mental skills exercises that can be completed to reorient a negative athlete to become positive. The reference for those exercises is on the webpage for this topic. If achieving a positive focus and high levels of enjoyment are difficult, the quickest way to alter that tendency is to complete mental skills exercises. This completes part 2 of topic 6.